seconds left. Boston only has a one-point lead.
Greer is putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it.
From the parking lot, and Vermont has a 59-55 lead.
Swung line drive, left field. One run is in. Here comes Breen. Here's the throw to the plate. He is safe. Braves win.
So 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Unbelievable.
Down goes Frazier.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
It's showtime.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, and sports enthusiasts from around the world. This is the podcast you have all been waiting for. Whether listening in the car, on your morning drive, or with one earbud in at the office, this is the sports show that has it all. From pro wrestling to the octagon, from the gridiron to the baseball diamond, from the pitch to the ice, it's all here. You have tuned in to Mount Sterling's most downloaded podcast that drops on Saturdays at 3 a.m. This is not your average podcast. This is From Corner to Corner. And now, here are your hosts, Sean Big Papa Kuiper, Wes Redman Crouch, Adam Big Country Muncie, and Neil Mullet Man Payne.
And welcome back to another episode of From Corner to Corner.
Yeah.
Sean, Neil, Wes, and Darren here tonight.
Adam?
I just covered segment one.
Adam.
Next segment.
Where's Adam?
He's fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
La-la-la.
That's exactly probably. I mean, I could probably be first chair of the choir.
Probably good.
I don't know the new chairs in choir, but I'd be first chair. I know they do chairs in band.
Can you make glass break?
You'd probably be down for wearing the robe, too, wouldn't you?
With nothing underneath.
I mean, would you? Okay.
He got about four more words into it, and when the pitcher hit him,
and he giggled. He liked what he saw.
Get that mental picture out of
where
your
I
head.
Was going, I'm not going there. Move on.
So what did y'all do this week? Let's talk about that. It's not segment two's blank. Let's fill it in.
I ain't done nothing other than work.
Yep. Next segment.
Well, that was segment two. Wes, tell us about your Bread Monkey Week.
I mean, you bring it, we sling it.
You do.
You glad basketball season's over with now?
It doesn't really affect
Brad. He's gonna be president. No, he's talking about for being cheer dad. He's gonna be president.
You're talking about cheer season.
Yeah,
it's not football season. It's not basketball season. We have cheer season.
Yeah,
well, and it goes from August.
Yeah,
until
I know it's
it we just
has
ended.
To be exhausting.
And then and here's the good thing about it. I don't have to think about it anymore.
I've almost done it
because otherwise, after April the 11th, when we have our banquet. You would have tryouts, and then there'll be practices, and we've got to get choreography camps, and so it's.
Have you named
so for 4 years?
He doesn't have a successor.
For 4 years, it's been a non. Well, 5 years, it's been a nonstop just.
He says all that to say he's not quitting being the president of the Booster Club.
No, I'm done.
See, I told you.
I'm done.
Done for this season. You're not done being president.
No, I'm currently. Trying to talk to some people.
But here's what happens. Nobody's going to take it on, and you're just not going to let it fall. You've built it too.
It's not.
You've built it too big.
You're not letting him get it out. What he's trying to tell you is he's currently talking to some people about letting him stay on.
No. No. No.
I mean, you're graduating, what, 11 seniors off that team? 12?
Nine.
So, I mean, that's like half the team.
It is. But, I mean, there was 22 girls there. You take nine off of it, you've still got 13 girls there. And with, you know, with
still
four, five, six girls that's on there that can that will add, be added. They'll have a strong 18 to 22 again, and they'll just keep on rolling.
Yeah.
Hey, so did y'all go eat Mexican after church on Sunday?
We did.
Did you go there?
I had the five kitchen in Pigeon Forge.
You were in Pigeon Forge.
What is your favorite place in Pigeon Forge?
To eat?
Yes.
Five Oaks Farm Kitchen.
Really?
Yes.
You don't like the Apple Barn?
I do like the Apple Barn.
Can't ever get in.
Oatmeal?
I'm not an oatmeal guy.
I don't really like oatmeal.
Do you like Five Guys?
I prefer Five Guys.
Five Oaks over Paula Deen?
I have never been able to get a seat at the Paula Deen in.
She doesn't like brown sugar.
Pigeon
Forge. Look, you need to go.
If you're going to eat Paula Deen's breakfast, you got to be there by 8:30. They only serve it till 10:30.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
I have gotten into the Paula Deen in Panama City.
Okay. Ooh, how was she?
It was wonderful. Yes.
Next segment.
Well, no, I'm not done yet.
Oh.
I'm an Alamo guy. Alamo and I like JT Hanna's. That's my two favorite places to eat down there.
Alamo's good.
We don't normally eat breakfast.
JT Hanna's okay.
If we do, it's...
You do what? You don't eat breakfast?
Not normally. If we do, it's probably IHOP. Because Chase is not a waiter, okay? Chase is not going to wait an hour.
He's a man.
He's a customer. Why would he be a waiter?
He's not going to sit and wait an hour to eat. He's not that person.
See, Five Oaks, you can put your name on the list before you even leave your cabin.
Call-ahead seating or reservations?
They text you when you're almost up, and you walk in.
You need to go to Sawyer's.
But you got to go to breakfast at the Five Oaks. Because you basically order your meat, and they bring everything else to you.
Isn't that how they do everything? They bring everything to you?
I didn't know you could do that. We've tried that place a couple of times.
No, you're talking about like family style, right?
Family style.
Like bingo.
You can't get into it.
And the cinnamon rolls.
Well, listen, I ain't ever had a cinnamon roll I didn't like.
They are huge, son. They are 12-inch square.
Woo, baby.
And that's like
12 inches is a little bit too much for me.
That's four cinnamon rolls.
Especially if it's square.
If it's square, I don't know. That's like fitting a square peg in a round hole.
Right.
Exactly. Just don't work. So you go Mexican. What do you order?
Chimichangas most of the time.
I don't eat Mexican often. But when I do, my favorite is the fajitas.
Yeah.
I love fajitas.
I like those too.
I love fajitas. The best way I like fajitas is when you cover it in queso. I don't like a thin, runny queso. I like a thick queso on my fajitas.
I like A1 sauce on my fajitas.
Do you just like dip it in there?
No, I want it to cover all my fajitas. All in every crevice of my fajitas.
And they don't even put queso on fajitas.
You got to ask.
Yeah.
I put
A1 sauce on mine.
You got to say, please, sir, will you cover my fajita with queso?
Queso.
Yeah, it's queso.
Yeah.
I mean, but it depends on you. Maybe queso! But I love a good fajita.
Steak, chicken, shrimp.
Doesn't matter. Any flavor.
Neil doesn't care what's in his fajita.
No, I don't care what brand of fajita I got. I'll eat it all day long. The more queso is on it. What's wrong with you, Sean?
Nothing.
There's something wrong with you.
No, I'm good.
For the listeners that cannot see this live, Sean's face is as red as a stripe on the wall.
And I don't know why. Am I pronouncing it wrong?
No.
Maybe. It depends. I don't know that you're talking about Mexican food, to be honest with you.
No, it comes out on the plate, the sizzling.
Yeah, that would be fajitas.
No.
And queso.
So you don't pronounce the J?
Or the U?
You do not.
This is America.
Well, I mean, we got weird words like that, too.
American Kentucky.
American Kentucky. Fajitas. Quesadillas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chimichangas.
Chimichanga.
Mugu got pan when you go Chinese, because that's all we can say.
Or poo-poo platter.
Poo-poo platter. That's my favorite. I wonder what a poo-poo platter tastes like covered in queso.
don't know. Can you put poo-poo powder into a tortilla and make it a fajita?
Maybe. A poo-poo fajita?
I like it.
A poo-poo fajita covered in queso.
I mean, what can go wrong?
Nothing!
Dipped in sweet and sour sauce.
Now you took it a little too far.
Hey, speaking of
vaginas,
Mugu Gaipan.
You ate Chinese today.
I did.
And you didn't take me.
You weren't there.
You didn't offer. You didn't call me to let me know.
I did not. I got the to-go.
You could have to-go'd it onto Winchester.
But we have a new restaurant coming in.
Yeah, it's koi fish or something. Koi pond.
That's like koi fish.
I believe it's koi Express.
That's what I was going to go with.
You think
they'll sponsor the show?
It is a... like a fast food style.
It's a hibachi.
Hibachi, yeah.
With a drive through.
You think we can get Don Senor to sponsor the fajita sizzling play of the week?
Oh, I like it.
The sizzling fajita play of the week?
The fajita sizzling.
No, the fajita sizzling play of the week.
Our fajita sizzler of the week?
You put the emphasis on sizzling.
Sizzler!
That Luke's dunk, that would have been the sizzling play of the week.
Fajita sizzling play of the week. It is sizzle. That's not burning come out your butthole. That's a sizzle.
Where were we?
Fajitas and queso.
No. And sizzling butthole.
Oh, so you went to Koi Express where the saucy crab was.
No, I haven't been there, but we're getting one.
Yeah, it's
right there across from the.
Yeah. What the hell's a saucy crab?
It was a restaurant next to my office.
Does it come on fajitas?
It was a brand of fajitas.
Is it a brand of fajitas?
Now the saucy crab.
Can you go to the doctor for that?
It's gone. And they put in the Koi Express and the saucy crab.
First time I drove past that, I thought that said the Krusty Krab, not the saucy crab. And I was like, oh my God, they've actually brought SpongeBob to life.
I wish they would.
Couldn't you see him? Hey, folks!
That was bad. That was really bad.
I mean, I had to be square somehow or another. That's the only way I could think of it.
Like, you're pretty square. I don't know if you know this.
So the hand motion was to square your body.
Body.
I thought that
I'm
was
ready too.
I was like, I don't know.
I was trying to figure out why SpongeBob couldn't move his arm.
Oh, Cornholio.
And now we brought in Cornholio.
Butthead Fletchers.
Beavis and Butthead is not on the tournament.
We'll get to that.
You can't be a top jumper.
That's segment five.
Thought about it.
So
SpongeBob's on your shirt.
Yeah. So is Powdered Toast Man. He poots powdered sugar out of his butt.
I mean, there's nothing better than Ren Stimpy. Also.
Not on the
list. We'll get to that.
So, well, that was
Do
we have anything else?
That was a definite, look, open Sesame. Segment. That was a definite open segment.
Right. See, that's what happens right when you put it just open segment two.
I mean.
We go straight to the vagina sizzler.
We walked right into that, didn't we?
We came up with a new. Do you think somebody would?
Came up.
Segment two could be open mic.
No.
Do you think we can get somebody to sponsor that?
Yeah, Don Senor.
Oh, yeah. Or Puerto Grande. Or Los Sordios.
I don't know any of these fellers. Don Senor, I see him sitting out in front of his restaurant all the time. He doesn't ever move.
He's there all the time.
Are they there all the time?
Snow rain. Sleet or hail.
He's like West
Don Senor.
West Brad Monkey Crab
welcomes you on in.
And he's sitting there like he wants to give you a hug, like, but it's just a side shoulder hug.
Five for five.
Oh, the biggie bag at Wendy's.
And
they used to be $5 and now $9.99.
Do you remember when you used to get the $5 footlong?
That's the surge pricing, Sean.
Yeah.
Did we ever talk about that?
Yeah, three shows ago. You all talked about this.
That was one of the five shows in a row you and Adam.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not to mention the fact that you've got the $5 big box at Taco Bell that's now $9.99.
Or what about the $5 hot and ready that is now like $6.47?
Yeah.
Or the $5 footlong. $5.
And you know what? That's gone.
They got rid of that when Jarrett liked to,
I saw somebody.
Herp on kids.
Footlong.
I saw somebody.
He didn't have a footlong.
comment on or doing a TikTok. It was a couple that was eating Subway without their children. And they go, when you can eat in peace. and it said somewhere about, like, you know, for $15, and everybody's commenting going, they ain't nobody buying no Subway footlongs for $15.
Unless they used a Cuban.
Maybe.
If they used a Cuban. Or the app.
Eating 12 inches in peace.
Listen, I don't. I like to sometimes. All right? Sometimes, but you know, sometimes I like there to be some rowdiness.
The best thing that you've ever said about Subway is the fact that they've normalized eating a whole loaf of bread. Right, like,
Subway, the healthier option. Eat healthy, right? Eat fresh. They give you a loaf of bread and 17 meatballs. Ain't nothing about that meal healthy. And it's not even a foot-long loaf of bread. They short you 2 inches. They short you a West Grouch. Shiitake mushroom.
Well, not quite.
Man, really grinds my gears.
That was the Golden Bachelor.
The Golden Shower.
The Golden Bachelor. He's showing these. That's what comes out of the shiitake mushroom.
Sometimes. Sometimes Queso does.
So the.
I mean, if we're going to get canceled, let's go all the way in.
We're halfway there.
That's what she said. That's what she said. You were right. I'm glad that you told your daughter to leave.
I was going
to
say, we're going to need her to come back.
She's
going to need
she's got to a seance in here. There's demons.
She's going to have to come back and the whole rest of the show with it holding.
She didn't leave those mics.
Sorry. So,
what do you want to talk about?
So, Mal Sterling, what do you want to talk about?
I think we all should pull a Cody Rhodes and get the From Corner to Corner logo tattooed on our neck. We should go all in on our brand.
That's a little.
If you don't believe in the brand, then you won't do it. I'll do it.
I'll get it. I know you'll do it.
I'll do it. I'll do it right there on the neck.
I mean, that'd be a fast way for me to get a divorce, that's for sure.
Maybe she'd like it. Maybe she doesn't know this.
She definitely wouldn't like it.
You don't know that, T-shirt.
In color.
She don't in living like the logo color. On a shirt, let alone on my neck.
Well, she might like it. She might want to kiss you on the neck. Ooh, let me kiss Sean on the neck. Or maybe it's let me kiss Wes on the neck.
Let me kiss you all over.
Ooh, tonight I'm going to kiss Adam.
She don't like beards.
Oh. I don't have a beard, Liz. She doesn't like me at all. Yeah, that's why she wouldn't like it, because it's got my face on it. Sean, you're going to have to lay the other way. I don't want to look at his ass.
That's what we need. The tattoo, not with the faces. We need to see the backside.
Backside of Mount Rushmore.
Right there.
Yeah. Have the Rushmore over here. The back sticking out on the other side.
Sean, what's that? That's the backside of Mount Rushmore. See who has the best backside. I'm going to guess it's me. You want to compare right now?
No.
This guy walking across the street could be our judge. Excuse me, sir.
Red blind.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell us which one has the best hiney?
Stand right there. We'll give you
rate
2 minutes.
He's going to turn into Billy Bob when he sees mine. 10! 10!
They're going to scan my cat.
Press them against the window, boys.
Permission to press or hang.
Note to self, make sure topics are listed all the way to the seat next week.
I ask
coming
you,
in to clean the windows after that.
We ain't cleaning them. We want our butt prints to stay there. Listen, I asked Sean. I said, is the show as random when I'm not on it? And he's like, no, it's like that all the time. I want to prove him wrong. Did I prove you wrong? Would Adam talk about Fajitas and Queso?
No.
No.
I don't think he would.
I win.
I don't think he would. All right, so college basketball getting ready to start.
Hasn't it already started?
Technically.
Right now? We're watching Cornell and Ohio State in the NIT.
No, it's Colgate. Is there a difference? Is there a difference in Colgate and Cornell?
Yeah.
It's Cornell, I told you. I thought it was Colgate.
Colgate's actually in the tournament.
Cornell. Do you know who's popular from Cornell?
Yes.
Who?
Red Herring.
No. He transferred from UK to Cornell.
Matt Stafford.
His name was
Peter Griffin.
Mark
Huckleberry.
Oh crap. No, I can't. It left my cranium.
Mark Wahlberg.
Curry.
That's where I was going next.
I think you have to look it up.
That's Steph Curry's Mark brother, Curry. Right?
And he started. Do you remember Mark he Curry started went to for,
Cornell?
No, he went from Kentucky to Cornell.
Yeah.
I remember him transferring.
I didn't know we had
not remember.
I didn't know we had Dale Curry's oldest son.
This is why. This is why Neil calls me what?
Bread monkey.
No.
Bread donkey.
No.
Love
the Rolodex.
Rolodex.
Because
I was going to go there.
Pull that card.
Shoot out the top of your head.
He was going through all the other nicknames first.
That's a lot.
Well, depends on what setting we're in.
Or if he's listening or not.
I don't care if he's listening. You remember when we were at Whataburger and I tried to mess with him while he was ordered and he just gave me the hand?
Yeah. Like, just like that.
Wes does not get bothered when you order. Don't bother Wes. Well, there's a lull in the action. is this what a TV timeout's like?
Is this a 2-2 sweet treat 10 second
timeout? We're at the 2-2 sweet treat 10 second timeout of the show. Yeah. We should have put your Sean's face, and that's the graphic that's we put graphic up with the 2-2 sweet treat 10 second frame.
It's the 2-2 timeout.
2-2 timeout. We'll be back in 10 seconds.
I could never come up
10 with... 10 seconds for your station identification channel.
On the road show, I could never come up with the graphics fast enough because Adam, as soon as there's a timeout, he just comes off with one sponsor. It doesn't matter if we've talked about him 10 times.
Whether they're a sponsor or not, he's going to call it.
He just says, this is the Chick-fil-A.
Hey, by the way,
second time out.
If you're listening still, thank you. But go on our socials, and we're trying to make a motion to have Coach Mark Collier get his own sandwich.
Yeah,
at Irma's.
Hey, and Brent Weehunt suggested calling it the Big Mark.
Big Mark. I mean, so we have a little.
So
little. That would they should get a McDonald's burger, and we'd call that the Big Mark.
Yeah. The.
So when Irma's,
I asked you, I was like, "Is that graphic from Irma's?" Because I said, "That's some sad looking fries if it's true."
So goes, when Irma's closes for the winter,
yeah,
are you missing the mark?
They are missing. Literally, they would be missing the mark. That'd be good.
So college basketball.
Yeah,
we started this already.
Yeah, you all did a live show. So, all of it.
By the time
were you
this,
here?
By the time this show drops,
nope, there will be three upsets.
What are they?
Well, I'm not Nostradamus. Nostradamus.
I mean, Coach Collier has Kansas in the Final Four.
Listen, Coach Collier might be on crack.
Whoa.
I hope he doesn't get drug tested.
It's really funny because Coach Collier said, I found Neil's bracket and it had Yale being the national champion.
And I said, as a Yale grad, I got to roll with my homies.
Oh, you're a Ivy League snob, huh?
Basically. God. There's not much difference in Yale and St. Catherine.
Okay. Fair enough. I do think that the first 2 days produces at minimum three.
Well, I think James Madison beats Wisconsin.
I think yes. McNeese State beats Gonzaga.
And there's a 6-11 that I what 6-11 is it? I can't think. There's a 6-11 matchup that I like the 11 to move on.
I'm not so sure that if Kansas does not have what's his face playing center,
Ray LaFrance.
Yeah, if he's not there this game, I think Samford can beat Kansas.
Is it Fred Samford?
No,
Samford. Yeah, Fred Samford.
No, it's
Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son.
Oh, it's the band. It's Sanford and Son's the band.
Oh, gotcha. No.
Isn't that the band?
No.
Sanford's and Son?
No.
No.
Is that not the band?
Or Mumford?
Mumford.
Yeah. I couldn't pull it out. I was like,
I'm glad you couldn't.
You threw me off there. I couldn't think of Mumford.
I'm glad you
couldn't. Got three kids.
Yeah. I think on Thursday, I think on Thursday
there's going to be games played.
You're looking at. I think there's going to be one definite upset, and I think that's McNeese State over Gonzaga.
You think they're going to get
Samford would be the other one, but other than that, I think it's all. I think it's chalk.
You taking chalk? White chalk?
White chalk.
I saw a TikTok today that there was a guy that put a $100 bet on every single upset in the first round.
So he took every low seed.
He took every low seed. Last year he did that. He made his money back in the first three games. And then after that he just cashed out because it was, I mean, he wound up making some pretty good bank on that. I thought about doing that just like at $5 a pop. I'd probably lose every single game.
It'd be the only time in history that the higher seeds advanced.
The whole round was chalk.
So we're all in on this McNeese State and Will Wade.
Yeah, I'm not.
So you don't think they're legit?
I'm not saying they're not legit. I just don't think when you get to the tournament, but everybody plays different in the tournament.
But they're playing Gonzaga, and Gonzaga's not very good.
They're not very good.
But Gonzaga's a good tournament team.
New Mexico over Clemson. Is that your 11 over 6?
Yes.
I could, yeah. Or NC State over Texas Tech.
Yes, I like both those.
Or Oregon over South Carolina.
I don't like that one at all.
No. Even though South Carolina is really slipping up later on.
Oregon, you know, they won their conference tournament and knocked out Arizona doing it.
Yeah. Do they still have...
Did they play Colorado in that championship?
In the championship, yeah.
And Oregon won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst college basketball floor in the nation.
False. I love their court.
With the big pines and Oregon, shadows. Yeah. And
I like it.
I like it. It doesn't make sense. It would make more sense at Stanford. They're the big red trees.
Yeah, they are.
Stanford, big red trees.
Yeah.
It would make more sense at Stanford.
Oregon Ducks have pine trees as a floor.
They should have a pond.
Makes sense.
They should have a pond.
Bunch of feathers.
Yeah. So, you know, they have to, every morning at Boise State, they have to go get all kinds of dead birds off the field because when they're flying, they think the field's
right.
Water, and they dive bomb right into it. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know the last thing on that bird's mind when he hits the field? It's ass. Come on, that's good.
Sean has checked out tonight. He's like, I'm exhausted already. We're only however many minutes in.
Oh, my Lord.
What are you doing, John?
25-42. And we ain't talked about
nothing. We tried to talk about college basketball a few times.
The second
we have said the words college basketball
twice. Friday's your upset day.
You think?
Grand Canyon?
No, not a chance.
I like that one.
Grand Canyon, they're playing St. Mary, right?
They're playing St. Mary's.
Yeah, they're not going to beat St. Mary's.
I don't think James Madison can speed over Wisconsin.
I like James Madison over Wisconsin.
I don't think Grand Canyon can speed up St. Mary's. They play so deliberate.
Do you think the Catamounts can beat Duke?
No.
Yes.
I think that one's a possibility.
I don't think so.
I like the New Mexico game.
I like the fighting Little Dick Pitinos.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, they play very fast.
So did his dad at an Italian restaurant. Sorry, I shouldn't have went there. He played really fast. Said worst 7 seconds of his life.
So we've had several baseball players already hurt during.
Hey, Blake Snell just got traded.
He got signed.
He got signed. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
To the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
They're going all out. Just
2 year, $64 million.
The Giants are going all out.
That's like a Mike Evans deal.
Like the Rangers did last year. Not quite as much money, but pretty close.
Yeah. Yet Jordan Montgomery still hasn't been signed.
And neither has Michael Lorenzen.
Who?
Michael Lorenzen.
Didn't he play?
You've got to think that one of them. That's bad.
What?
No, that was Jared. Rip.
Did I say something wrong?
Don't you always?
That hurts my feelings. I'm going to down this in one bite.
Anyways. Yeah, the Yankees are not going to be very good because they haven't signed any of them.
They're going to be the Spankies because that's what's going to happen to them this year. They need to change their mascot.
I'm still surprised that they didn't make a manager change.
To off my dudes.
And so Cole maybe doesn't have to have season-ending surgery?
Oh, good for them.
He's going to rest for a few weeks.
Look, it's baseball. They're hurt. Move on.
Yeah. I've already lost two closers. I purposely tried to draft closers, and two of them were already hurt before we started the season.
I've enjoyed fantasy football. Fantasy baseball. That's the only thing that keeps me up to date on the game. Otherwise, I don't.
I just forgot that fantasy baseball was getting restarted. Oh my god!
Next week.
Is it serious?
Yeah, next Thursday.
So I gotta start setting.
Wait a minute. The 20th.
Well.
For a little bit. Actually, anyways. We have games tomorrow.
What? Legit games?
Yeah, there's two games. There's two games in Japan.
Do they count?
Yeah.
Against the Yamamotos?
Yes. The Dodgers and
the Motorola Pagers?
But yeah, there's two games.
Pagers are still a thing over here.
Yeah. You remember talking about Pagers. You remember when The Rock wore a pager?
100%.
He got the 316 notification from Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he turned around because, you know, The Rock, he sells it. He turned around and he got stunned. No? Okay. You guys suck.
Yes, I do remember.
Well, I asked, and you just sat there and looked at me like
you didn't even give me
time. Gordon Johncock.
Speaking of Gordon, we don't have him up yet.
He's up, all right.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Where the heck would you want to hang him?
I don't know.
Where we got our tiny 14-inch television.
We already made this decision. We're going to hang it right out in the hall and put a spotlight on
and we're gonna, his name tag. We're going to have a hashtag with it.
That how long
to hang it on the hall?
How long do you think it takes if we hang it on the wall out there that it is taken off of the wall?
Does it take a day? I don't think they care. I don't think they would care.
Yeah, we
made honestly, sure. I think they would walk by.
They wouldn't care about the picture.
It would take them longer to realize there's a picture hanging there than to take it down. I think it would take them 3 or 4 days before they'd go.
It would probably
was
be a
that always there.
It would probably be a customer, and it was like, who's that Formula One racer down there?
Was that guy? Did that guy used to work here?
Was that looks familiar?
What's that?
Was that the car pusher back when we had the food line?
The food town. Downtown.
Breaking news. Kansas star Kevin McCullough Jr. to miss NCAA tournament.
Told you, Adam, they weren't healthy, you jerk.
Is that one of the two that's been injured?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Kansas. Hey, that just
Jets signed Mike Williams. I thought he'd been out of the league a long time.
No, he just got released by the Chargers the other day.
Oh, that Mike Williams.
Yeah. Trey's already contacted me about trading for Aaron Rodgers.
Of course he is.
Trey is a...
Speaking of quarterbacks...
I offered him Aaron Rodgers in my first-round pick for Justin Herbert, and he turned it down the other day.
He turned it down?
Yeah.
Speaking of quarterbacks, there's a new quarterback. There's two new quarterbacks in Pittsburgh.
Sean's got a new favorite team.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite quarterbacks of all time.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. If they sign Tim Tebow's ass, I'm telling you, this man will be diehard Pittsburgh.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Might just be die.
Terrible town, baby. Terrible town.
Yeah, he's like, I've been a fan my whole life. I love Terry Bradshaw. Franco Harris. Immaculate reception. Woo!
Mean Joe Green.
Yeah.
Mean Green, he says.
Troy Polamalu with his luscious hair. I love it. I was a big fan. Bus, run me over.
Bill Cowher, greatest coach ever.
Bill Cowher, greatest chin in sports. Chuck Knoll. There was two shooters on the grassy Chuck Knoll.
So speaking. So they've already said they're not signing Justin's fifth-year option.
And they're not going to re-sign Russ, too. It's a big deal.
So what do they do this for?
Well, so my thought is they're going to try to – Russ isn't getting re-signed. And I think Russ's leash is about as long as Wes.
Well,
no,
wait
not,
a minute.
Hold on. Hold on before you try to interject your terrible takes. I think Russ is on a short leash, 3-year veteran minimum deal. They're going to try to work out a deal – where they're going to pay Justin.
Just 1 year, actually.
That's what I meant. 1 year, yeah. $3 million. They're going to try to work out a deal without signing Justin Fields' fifth-year option, where they get him for 4 or 5 more years at a cheaper rate than what they would have paid him for 1 year. Justin that Fields is their quarterback.
And he will go up there and flourish.
But now his
I don't think he was done. He was done in Chicago.
Because he got a bad case of the Eberflus. He couldn't get over it.
Boom. But
Eberflus 19.
He has Eberflus 19.
I honestly don't think he was done well, done right in Chicago.
Listen, he had Eberflus toe. He couldn't even get over it.
Right. And I mean his teammates did not want him to be traded.
Right.
And you look, after they made the trade for Sweat last year, they were 5-4 after that.
So, Coach Gallier, I don't know if you're paying attention, that's a above 500 record. I mean, it is, right?
It is above 500.
And I know he listens.
That is a winning record over the last 9 games.
And I know that he sometimes tends to play, according to you, Sean, tends to play teams with sub 500 records. So I know he knows what a sub 500 record looks like. I didn't know if he knew what an above 500 record looked like.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So I just want to make sure he knew that 5-4 was above 500.
If he listens to the show, though, we'll get a text about that, I'm sure.
So, Coach, if you're listening, shoot us both a text right now.
Adam's a little late on the breaking news. I done broke the breaking news. So. But I think Pittsburgh is the perfect landing spot for both of those quarterbacks.
You think Mike Tomlin is a handsome man?
I mean, he's above average.
You think so? I think he's a good-looking man.
Yeah.
I mean, is he the best? He's not the best-looking head coach. That's Matt LaFleur, right? Isn't Matt LaFleur the best-looking head coach in the NFL?
He keeps himself pretty cleaned up.
He's probably the one that's most sought after by the ladies.
I mean, Kyle Shanahan's nothing to
by the who?
By the ladies.
Maybe by the fellas.
he does coach the Packers.
Is that Sean or Sandy Lanes?
Sandy Lanes is a whole different person, baby.
But he might like the ladies.
That's the
Sandy Lanes loves the ladies.
That's the Indiana Daydream.
Indiana Daydream, Sandy Lanes, baby. He loves the ladies. He loves the ladies, baby.
Hey, but you know who Coach Collier loves? Splash! Tsunami! Anyways, but.
It's his favorite professional wrestler.
Kyle Shanahan's a good looking man, too.
Breaking news. Real breaking news.
Yeah, we know the Kansas guy's out. We know.
All right, Nico. No,
I said real breaking news. Eli Leach doubles in the top of the 7th, driving in 2 runs. Indians win 4-2.
Over who?
Oh, Wes, that's racist. And just like that, we got a cease and desist from Florida State.
I mean, I've got to do something Braves. Because otherwise we just got this big fat M on the court.
This is cheer
get
dad.
You. It's a fighting M. I'm ready.
So,
you got to make sure you get your arms up to make the M.
So, would you all agree that Matt LaFleur is the best looking head coach?
Where are you going with this?
I just ask a question because Mike Tomlin's a good looking man.
Yeah.
Probably.
I would agree with that. We're a variety show. I mean, look, we may have some ladies that listen. I mean, we know that Darren's wife listens. Maybe she agrees. So, just if you're listening, let Darren know if you think Matt LaFleur is the best looking head coach in football.
There you go.
Because there's a lot of ugly ones.
There is. Like, Belichick, can you imagine having laid beside Bill Belichick every night? He's not in the NFL anymore, thank God.
How come when he said that, y'all looked at me like my phone's going to vibrate? We're not even live.
Just like,
she's not going to hear it till Saturday.
Just like, he is. Yes.
It's a good thing we're not live on this episode.
Facebook would have already annexed us.
Yeah.
So, where are we at?
We're at
number 4, Jake Roberts.
Oh, Jake Roberts. That's why I've been pissing around, because I didn't want to talk about any of the other topics. Who cares about sports?
Right.
Sports are...
Yeah, because the rest of the show, settle in.
Sports are You all have seen The Wild and Wonderful Whites, right? Of West Virginia?
Yep.
And when the little boy goes, Dennis is this, sticks up his middle finger. Right now, I think that's what sports are. Well, there's nothing going on. Except the college, when Thursday comes and college basketball starts up again, then it'd be something.
It's true.
Until then, there's nothing.
This is true.
Who wants to watch a bunch of horsepower cars drive in circles? You weirdos.
It was at Bristol, so at least there's
that. I know. That's why you are. That helps. Look, Darren Square, too. Who won the Bristol race?
Denny Hamlin.
How did Joe Nemechek do?
Joe Hunter Nemechek came in sixth.
Starlin Marlin?
Like it. Starlin Marlin watched it on Fox.
Yeah, Starlin Marlin gave...
Is he still alive?
Starlin Marlin gave the 11s to the TV screen when Denny Hamlin went by.
Breaking news.
What about
Hal Ketchum? Nebraska has extended Fred Hoiberg 2 more years.
As they should have. Hey, real quick, let's talk about that. What about that NC State head coach's contract?
Oh.
That he was on the verge of getting fired, goes in as an 11 seed, 10 seed in the ACC tournament, wins the damn thing, and gets his contract extended by 2 years.
Because of a clause.
Because of a clause.
Because the clause said that if he won the ACC tournament, he automatically got an additional 2 years.
Because, you know, the AD was like, this will never happen. This will never happen.
This is a surefire way of getting him.
I wonder if in the semifinals, he called the insurance company and was like, I need you to up our limit.
They're going to off me.
I'm going to need to talk to the ref for a minute. I mean, and he thought he had it against the Virginia. And then the kid goes down and hits a three-pointer at the buzzer to send it to overtime. He's like, son of a buck!
Right, he's so mad. It's like, good. But
does that put you in mind of the movie Major League?
Yeah.
When she's sitting up in the owner's box wanting to lose. And they hit the game.
God, I hate this stupid song!
I love it. It's a good movie.
It is a great movie.
So what's wrong with Jake Roberts?
Well, hold on. We're not done with NC State.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were.
No, this is the one sports thing I like talking
West
about.
West takes a month off, and he comes right, back with energy.
He thinks he can dictate everything. Yeah. Stop being a dictator. You're being a real dictator. Stop being a dictator.
Get the queso out of your fajitas.
Hey, I need you to come with that big Penix energy, all right?
Done.
How you hear I echo? That's good.
Yeah, the people upstairs probably.
We don't even have your mic on over there.
I know. No, he turned that off 6 weeks ago and never been turned back on. He unplugged it, actually. You never know.
I found out Neil sounds better when I turn that one on.
Yeah, I'm actually speaking into that one there on the opposite corner. But how many other nonsensical clauses do you think are in coaches' contracts?
Oh, I mean, a bunch.
I mean, so, and Sean said earlier, he was like, well, they can still fire him. You're right, they can still fire him.
Oh, yeah, but his,
but his buyout just went him
2 more years.
His buyout just went through the roof.
Yep, absolutely.
In all seriousness, though, how would you like to be in that AD's office after they win the tournament and his assistant comes up and hands him the paper and says, you can't fire him yet.
We can't fire this guy.
We have to keep him.
Well, and the crazy part about it is, what if he goes out and knocks out a game or two in the NCAA tournament?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that's already picking them to the Sweet 16.
What if he Jimmy V's the tournament?
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, they have the most money put on them to make it to the Sweet 16 currently.
I think they lose the first game. Good. I think Uncle Mo got them through the ACC tournament. I think they lose it.
Is that Mo Williams, Maurice Williams that played?
It's Momentum.
Oh, I don't. Was he? What sport did he play?
Oh, but momentum doesn't mean anything, right?
Ah, you beat me to the punch, y'all. I said something about momentum the other day, and y'all was like, "Yeah, but momentum dies after
it does."
Sunday.
That's what I'm saying. I literally just said that.
No, it's not going to die.
Get your popcorn ready. We got an elderly fight starting. In this corner, we have Sean Peppo Kuiper, and in the other corner,
Big Peppo
pulling his pants up because he doesn't know where he is. Wes Gramps Crouch. Hey, listen.
That would be great in conversation.
Extra cup of Jell-O right here for the winner.
Vanilla pudding.
No, I said Jell-O, idiot.
I like the vanilla pudding.
Wes!
That's the longest snore ever.
just broke a world record. But I listen, I think momentum. Yes, there. That's what she said. No, she didn't. No, that was wrong. She never said that. Unless it's Ron Jeremy. Did you want to say something?
Hey, Caitlin, I'm going to need you to come back to the studio. We're going to need forgiving when this is over with.
Listen, but just who we are on the air isn't who we really are.
All in good fun.
This is a character that I'm playing. I'm a character right now. This isn't really me.
He does like wrestling.
I do like wrestling, but it's not really me.
And he never breaks character. 24/7, 360.
Yeah, but it's not him.
I believe
this is always a character.
I'm in gimmick. Listen, I'm kayfabe all the way through.
Yeah.
I'm kayfabe. That's my middle name, kayfabe.
Kayfabe. Neil, kayfabe, Payne.
Yeah, the kayfabe. The kayfaber. Where were we? What were we even talking about?
We were talking about
NCAA.
What happened? No, NCAA. Uncle Mark.
College basketball.
Uncle Mark. Hey, so, college basketball started this week.
Oh, just now started 5-5.
Okay. So, I do know there's a couple days off, right, before the NCAA tournament starts. I tend to think that momentum does play a part in it.
Of course it does. I mean, it will be interesting to see how UConn's bracket ends up because they've got three conference champions in their bracket.
Here's my thought,
though. Well, four, counting UConn won theirs also.
Well, but if momentum doesn't matter, then the run that Kemba Walker took UConn on in the Big East tournament all the way through the national championship would have never, like,
right.
So momentum definitely matters. It's not. There's a lot of luck involved there too.
Adam and old head over here wants to say,
listen, you can't call somebody old head.
No, I can't. No hair over here wants to say, I just say gray hair.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
But wants to say that, oh, they just found their way. They figured out how to play once they got into the NCAA tournament. No, they won 5 games in 5 days, and the momentum took them all the way to the national championship.
Uncle Maurice Williams, all the way.
All the way.
Do you all not find it odd? I know we talked on Sunday where they switched up the play-in games to 10 seeds this year. But did you also notice that there's one bracket that does not have a play-in game and one bracket that has two?
I think that's happened before.
I don't remember that. I always thought there was.
It's normally always been one.
One in each.
There's, of course, they make.
Did you also know that there has been a play-in team win 2 games in every single tournament since they've done that? So the question is who's that team? I bet it's Colorado.
Yeah.
Back up a second. What did you just say?
Ever since they started the play-in bracket, there has been a team in a play-in game that has won 2 games, meaning they won their play-in game, and then they won another game in every single one of them. My bet's Colorado. Or Colorado State, whoever wins that one will beat Florida.
So here's my thing. I hate that we have play-in games that include conference winners because it's supposed to be an automatic bid. Well, you don't get an automatic bid. You got to go to Dayton. Who the hell wants to go to Dayton?
Why does everybody play at Dayton? That's awful.
But nobody wants to
rotate, but every Dayton gets one.
It's always been every, Dayton.
That's what I'm saying. No. They're all supposed to rotate, but Dayton is the site every year.
Nobody wants to go to Dayton voluntarily.
No.
No.
We played in the playing game and then ate at Quaker Strike and Lube.
Yeah.
I mean.
Quaker Swag and Lube.
Quaker Swake.
Quaker Swake and Lube.
Quaker State and Lube.
Here's the deal. A conference winner should never have to play in a playing game.
Well, I mean, you have four of those 16 seeds are all conference winners,
yeah.
Right? Because they're not getting in. They're not a 16 seed if they're not a conference right. winner. So you have four conference winners right there that have to fight their way in. Now, the positive side of that is it gives them an opportunity to win an NCAA tournament game.
Correct.
Well, then let's make them all play. Let's make all play-in games small market 16 seed schools. So either do it one way or the other. Either let them be automatic bids.
Yeah.
Or make
so the 11 seeds just go on into the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid to have a play-in for an 11 anyways.
I don't even think
all your play-ins should
be 64 teams, which is perfectly
fine. I would tend to agree with you also.
But they're talking about going to 132.
That's not as it will never happen.
As they should. Let's just put them all in.
They're only talking about going to 132 just
because that's never going to happen.
Let's just put them all in. We're all
the only reason they want to do that is because they think the NCAA thinks that that will garner them more a cash.
Well, it gets them a whole other weekend.
I just said that.
Yeah, you hear you say that.
Literally finished.
Yeah, he just said more money, but he's kind of quiet and talking over there. So it's right. Hard to hear him.
I said more money.
Take a while.
Well,
but yeah, I mean, it would give him a whole other weekend.
But you know what they say: more money, more problems.
So I mean,
mm-hmm.
Hey, so Jake Roberts,
what's happening? What's wrong with Jake Roberts?
Nothing's wrong with Jake Roberts.
Did he snake die?
No. Yeah, it did.
Do you remember when it bit Macho Man Randy Savage? It actually died 4 days later.
And earthquake squished one.
Oh no!
Yeah, he did.
Really?
He did the avalanche on one. And Jake just sat in the corner and cried. It was bad.
I didn't realize there was really a snake in there that he did that.
Oh, I think there really was a snake in there.
There's a snake in my boot.
No, it's a snake in my bag.
In my bag.
There's a snake outside my bag. A snake's an inappropriate word. I should never use that. It's a bad descriptive word.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with Jake Roberts?
Nothing is wrong with Jake Roberts.
Why are we talking about Jake Roberts?
Let me get there.
Okay, go.
Stop rushing me, old man. Go back to sleep.
So in college basketball.
He was waiting. So about college basketball. So Jake Roberts, they do on A&E on Sundays, they do the Rivals.
Oh, yeah.
And they do the biography.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all have not been watching them, they're both fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, I think I've seen about almost every one of them.
Yeah, I haven't seen DDPs yet, but it's recorded.
It's really good. So one of the ones I missed was Jake Roberts. So I started watching it one day this week, and I got about halfway through it, and I text Sean, and I said, is Jake Roberts DDT the most protected finisher in all of pro wrestling? And I started, of course, you all know that I love pro wrestling, right?
You know what he's talking about when he says that, right?
So when I say most protected, so back in the day, because I'm an old school guy.
Yes.
Back in the day, when you got hit with the finisher, it was over.
You were done.
Right.
Well, now nobody's finisher is protected anymore.
You go through it three or four times.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Undertaker's wasn't protected.
I mean, yeah. So Jake Roberts, his DDT is the most protected finisher. I thought of another one on the way here, though. The most protected finisher in all of pro wrestling. Because I went back and thought, and I got a buddy who's just as big, if not bigger, of a wrestling guru than I am. Like, he's an encyclopedia, right? So I asked him today. I said, can you think of a time that anybody ever kicked out of Jake Roberts' DDT? And neither one of us can ever think of a time that anybody ever kicked out of his DDT. Now, he makes fun of other wrestlers who use the DDT because... Like Shawn Michaels' super kick. Now, the super kick isn't a finisher anymore. It's just a move that the Young Bucks pull off 93 times in a match.
Right.
The DDT, much the same way. It's just a move that gets pulled off in the match. I mean, it's one of Randy Orton's signature moves when he has the guy draped on the ropes and drops him down.
Right.
But... What?
Stated only the Taker, only the Undertaker ever kicked out of the DDT.
Okay. When would that have been around 91? Interesting. I still think it's the most protective. I thought of another one, though, Sean. And you'll like this one. Back in USWA days.
Oh, you're going way back.
I think Jerry the King Lawler's pile driver was just as protected.
Yeah.
So... I'm sure that it did happen, but did anybody kick out of the jackhammer?
When he went on his streak, no.
WrestleMania 8. Someone actually said, most protective finishing move ever, closest I can think of is Jake Roberts' DDT. They did bury it a bit at WrestleMania 8 to put over The Undertaker.
I remember that now that you said that.
When is that his first? Is that The Undertaker's first WrestleMania?
That was after Jake would have been done with Macho Man because they started the feud with The Undertaker right after that.
So, was that his first win?
Not his first in the streak?
No.
That would have been about 93. That might have been his first win at WrestleMania. Was that at Caesar's Palace? Was WrestleMania 8 at Caesar's Palace?
That was 9.
Okay.
So, that's the only one that comes to my mind is Goldberg's Jackhammer.
Goldberg's Jackhammer, people kicked out of it when he came to the, after he lost his streak, especially when he came to the WWE. People,
Undertaker's first WrestleMania was March 24th, 91, defeating Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
I knew that. Now that you say that. Superfly. Who murdered his ex-girlfriend. No big deal. We're not going to talk about that. So Jake Roberts, I think, has the most protective finisher in all of pro wrestling.
It's kind of, you know.
The most devastating finisher, too. Like, by being protected, nobody ever kicked out of it.
Right.
So Jake Roberts, and so where I'm going with that is Jake Roberts never gets the accolades I think he should get. He never, like, he was the first anti-hero. Like, he wasn't a good guy, but he wasn't a bad guy.
Right.
He was just
a wrestler.
He was just a bad guy all the time, but he was kind of sometimes, I don't know, it's weird. But Jake Roberts is quite the character, has quite the story. If you ever get an opportunity, watch The Resurrection of Jake Roberts on Amazon. It's where DDP saves his life. Like, legitimately, DDP saves his life.
Yeah.
Jake Roberts and Scott Hall, who DDP also saved his life, extended his life anyway, got inducted to the Hall of Fame the same year. And DDP was like, I was like a proud parent. Like, I could, that they were both there to be inducted because they were going to go in the Hall of Fame, but everybody assumed that they would be dead whenever they got inducted.
Right.
So, but go back and watch anything on Jake Roberts. I've been, since I watched that, I've been on a big Jake Roberts kick. I know that probably surprises each and every one of you.
So, him making the Hall of Fame solidifies his, you know, excellence in wrestling.
I mean, but Coco Beware is also in the Hall of Fame, so easy.
Okay, well, and it kind of, I'm glad you said that, because it goes along to my, I like Coco Beware, but it goes to the, it takes me to the Hall of Fame class of this year.
Well, real quick, before we, I like Coco Beware as a character. Does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, hence my question.
I mean, there are people that are not in the Hall of Fame that need to be
Like, Demolition's not in the Hall of Fame.
I agree with that.
Of course, they also sued the WWE. So, but Vince is like, Demolition should be getting into the Hall of Fame because Vince is gone now. Like, that should happen.
There's some people that I guess you have to come back and be done this wrestling as you're in the hall, as you're in WWE.
This is the worst Hall of Fame class ever.
My goodness. I mean,
Paul Heyman's the
head. Paul Heyman 100%.
Yep.
Deserves to be there.
The US Express does not.
Everybody else is just kind of like, what are we doing?
Muhammad Ali?
No, I'm sorry. I saw Muhammad Ali. I mean, there's always that real life. What do they call them?
Celebrity.
Celebrity in the Hall of Fame, whatever. I mean, he's dead.
Yes, that's sad.
His daughter or son is gonna accept it. It doesn't have that same feel. You should have done that a long time ago, maybe.
As long as it pre-96, because if you are remembering trying to light the Olympic flame, and I thought he was going to catch the whole city of Atlanta on fire. Whoever's idea that was a terrible idea. God rest Muhammad Ali's soul, okay?
But, I mean, there's...
Bull Nakano's legit.
She. I was going to ask you. I don't know. I don't remember her.
Well, she would have come around a long time when Alondra Blaze, early 90s, remember, Alondra Blaze went from WWE. She lost her contract. You don't remember. Her contract went out with WWE. She showed up at WCW Nitro and dropped the women's title in the garbage can and destroyed the women's title, which ultimately led to the Montreal Screwjob because they didn't want Bret Hart doing the same thing with the world title. But Alondra Blaze, one of her big opponents was Bull Nakano.
And they couldn't put Batista in?
Batista was supposed to be in COVID year. I don't know if he ever.
I know. I mean,
theoretically,
he's supposed to be. He is supposed to be in the Hall of Fame for the last 3 years.
I think he's in. He just didn't get the. I don't think anybody got the.
Fun fact: The Rock's not in the Hall of Fame.
Is he not in? About that? I don't think he's in.
I'm not sure.
I don't think he's in.
He might not be.
But the Rock is also not technically in the Hall of Fame.
We're averaging 10 minutes per per segment on this 5 and 5.
So we're doing good. We're doing fine. Well, I mean, but we took 25 minutes off.
That's true.
So we got 25 minutes. We've done four topics in. That's pretty good. It's better than we usually do. But Jake Roberts, severely underrated as a performer, as a ring psychologist.
Maybe we should end with the cartoon and jump to our missing the mark since we're talking about wrestling.
Well, jump to it.
So apparently the WWE has missed the mark again.
They have missed the mark again.
Not jumping on how over Chad Gable is going against Gunther.
So, I really like.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Did you hear Adam Pearce drop
the Gunther ring.
I was like, that was pretty good.
Hey, Adam Pearce. Listen, yes. I'm going to tell you what.
But he's,
go back and watch. Adam Pearce was a pretty dang good wrestler back in his day.
He held the
NWA title for a long time.
Yeah.
Scrap iron. Adam Pearce.
His Twitter handle is Scrap Daddy.
He's Scrap Iron Adam Pearce. You all aren't doubting me on this, right?
Nope.
Okay, just making sure. I think Nick Aldis versus Scrap Iron Adam Pearce would be a pretty good match.
Oh, that would be a definite WrestleMania match. I thought we were kind of going that route,
we're gonna get Nick Aldis in the ring. It's coming.
Yeah,
I think he's trying to get healed up from whatever he has going on.
So, this missing the mark came from the promo they put out a couple weeks ago that had Rocky IV vibes all over it of Chad Gable working out, getting ready for this. With his montage in the back, and he's talking and doing all the things, he's as over now as he's ever been. Sean, would you agree with that?
Yep.
I mean, as over now as he's ever been.
Yep.
And I just feel like they didn't cash in on it. Like
maybe they're not ready to take the title off of Gunther.
The only thing I can figure, the biggest swerve would be later this year, having him drop the title.
In Germany,
to Chad Gable, a la Rocky going to Russia and beating Ivan Drago.
There it is. The wrestling god has done it again.
That's the only thing.
Chanting for Chad Gable
because
in front
Gable,
of Gunther.
Because Gunther. I can't. It's Walter. Walter.
Doing the Rocky Goosies.
Yeah. Rock, this is the best work he's ever done. I'll go out on a limb. This is the best version of the Rocky.
He used to sing better back in the day.
Yeah.
he didn't sing very good the other night, but it was still pretty good.
But, I mean, he's got LDS.
Yes, he does have LDS. I was getting ready to say, they're punching back and forth, and WWE's kind of like, I don't see anything. So, let it go.
And I'm going to touch on that too. So Gable.
Don't touch it.
Can't touch this. Da-na-na-na. I'm Wes. Unless he somehow gets added to the match in the next couple weeks, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah,
is you build him up. And we see more of these montages of him working out and getting ready, and he goes to Germany and beats Gunther in Germany.
It all makes sense. Last night now.
You can't beat him.
He said. Sammy kept going. Gable looked at Adrian last night.
He said, "You can't win.
You can't beat Gunther."
Oh my god!
Yep. Not just a hat rack, my friend.
You can't beat Gunter. And just walked off.
It literally just clicked in my head that's why that makes so much more sense now. It's 100% Rocky IV.
And the payoff is Germany.
That's
has to be, right?
When is that? Is genius booking.
If that's by the WWE. Out. I mean, when is Germany?
It's like September-ish, I think.
Oh, that's...
Oh, Lord.
We got a little far away? We got time.
I mean, but you want... They keep talking about how impressive and long the streak is.
I'm glad you said the streak. I thought you were going to say something about impressive and long.
It is.
It's, the streak is.
The streak is.
I thought you were saying it is based on the date. I'm looking it up right now. Germany, I don't know how it's about Germany. Germany, WWE.
So do you make Chad just keep chasing it?
It's the Bash in Berlin, and it's the end of August.
I don't know. I said September. I mean, it's pretty close.
It's at the end of August? So they got SummerSlam in August.
Yeah, SummerSlam mm-hmm. First, August 3rd.
They start, and then there probably won't be another one until
they
are
just.
Are we going to SummerSlam? I mean, Neil and I are going to SummerSlam. So, I don't know if you and Adam are going, but me and Neil and I are going.
So, that's the only thing.
What he's trying to say, are you going to be grounded for SummerSlam?
That's the only thing that makes sense to me right now with the way they're booking Chad Gable. Chad Gable goes to Germany.
It's beautiful.
And beats Gunther and becomes like this like underdog, Rocky-esque hero that... Because he's going to just absolutely get, and if it works out like Rocky, he's going to get destroyed. Like, he's going to get the crap kicked out of him. And at some point, you're going to.
He's just going to keep fighting back.
He's going to keep, and he's going to, come on, let's go. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
And then he got to get the chink in the armor, right? Like, you see the first, like, oh, God, like, I may be able to beat this guy.
Yeah.
So, that's what I think is going to happen.
I love it.
So, we got a tournament starting this week. Did y'all know that?
Yeah, we've talked about college basketball this whole time.
Right. I know college basketball is starting, but there's another tournament.
Oh, there is?
There is. The NIT.
Oh, yeah. It's going right now, and Cornell is playing really well.
Is the CBS start this week, too?
I don't think. Matt, probably.
But there's one even better than that.
Yeah, the boys' state tournament in Kentucky.
That's right. It starts on Wednesday.
Now you're still thinking too small scale.
Okay.
The biggest tournament.
We're a couple weeks away from the Masters. Still not there?
Still not there.
Well, then, Darren, tell us.
Bigger.
Would you call it XL?
The ultimate.
Okay.
Stupendous.
SmackDown. Cartoon character. SmackDown.
Oh, my God. Who thought of this?
The brainchild.
Me.
maybe the guy wearing a shirt full of cartoon characters.
So, this week.
We thought about this a while back, though.
We did. We had tossed around the idea. And actually, I was supposed to already have it together. And then we forgot about it. And Sean was like, hey, it's March Madness. Are we going to do a tournament? I was like, yes, we are. Cartoon characters. And I texted Darren. I said, hey, I got an idea for us to do. Need your help. And we got on it. So
are we gonna go over the list, or is it just going to be you see it when you see it?
I think we're going to tease the list, but we're not going to go over it. Like, I don't think there's – I mean, your heavy hitters are going to be there.
Make sure that socials guy over there doesn't already have scheduled the reels, because we thought about teaser reels for each region.
I mean, we can do
teaser reels.
If there's teaser reels, that'd be fine. But so you'll have to tune in to our social media.
Yeah.
But, you know, your heavy hitters are there.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
SpongeBob.
Some heavy hitters are not there, though.
Okay.
No.
Do tell.
Yeah, because
If you're gonna say the one I'm thinking,
I'm not thinking about the one he said earlier.
Now I feel like we're the Spider-Man meme where we're just pointing at each other. Mickey Mouse is not on the list.
I don't even remember
Mickey
what
is
I
not
said
on
earlier.
The list. I can't remember either.
Mickey Mouse is not on the list because
Beavis and Butthead.
Mickey Mouse is a movie. A movie character, not a cartoon character.
Yeah. He was not a Saturday morning
cartoon. He was not a Saturday morning cartoon thing. So,
I mean, you got Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, but that's not a cartoon.
Right. I mean, some of when you get to the 90s and the 2000s, there are some that are, you know, more adult themed. Don't come on till later. But for the most part, when you look at it, it's Saturday morning cartoon characters.
Yep. So we have four regions.
Four regions. We have the 60s and 70s.
Yep. They'll be a representative in the Final Four.
Yep. We have the 80s.
Yep. Some really good cartoons that got left out of that, but there was so many in the 80s.
And then 90s, my wheelhouse.
Yep.
There's a lot of good cartoons left out of the 90s, too.
Yep. And then you got the 2000s.
2000s, which there's not very good cartoons in the 2000s. Some of them were straight.
Did SpongeBob fall into the 90s?
He started in 1999.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Yeah. So him and Homer Simpson are in the same bracket.
He's in the whole same
bracket. So funny that, depending on where you look, some people thought, and here's ultimately what happened, some people thought Homer Simpson, the Simpsons, technically 89. But if I moved into the 80s, I didn't know who I was going to bump.
Yeah.
So with it being so close to the 90s, we bumped into the 90s.
Yeah.
That's where the majority of...
So you could have put somebody else in the 90s and moved SpongeBob to the 2000s.
I could have, but...
And then the other kind of curve...
It still could happen because it's our show and it's our bracket.
Well, the bracket's already made. You just heard these.
The other curve call in there is the 60s-70s region... And the 2000s region
are on the same side.
On the same side.
Right.
Then the 80s and the 60s, 70s.
They'll meet up. 60s, 70s, 2000s meet up in the Final Four. 80s, 90s meet up in the Final Four. So,
okay, so are we dropping the whole bracket or just a match a day?
A match a day.
Match a day starting Thursday.
Okay. It'll take us 31
days. I didn't know if we were going to drop the bracket to let everybody see it.
Maybe when we get done with the first round, maybe we can put it.
Start going,
maybe when we get done with the first round.
Once we revealed all the...
Will this draw as much...
I hope so.
...attention that our Christmas cake...
Invitational? Yeah, that's all that was.
Is this going to be the Bugs Bunny Invitational?
I think it will only... Or not only because... Not the people arguing over who's better than who.
Yeah.
It's going to be arguing over why didn't this one get put in.
Which is, I agree with that.
Which is awesome.
Look, I mean, so tell them how you chose them.
I am the sole person. I took a little insight from the guys, right? But 30 of the characters on the list are all mine. Like, I came up with them. And I use sometimes my own intuition, but also I'll use resources off the Googles and off the interwebs. I read lots of stuff. I know lots about lots of cartoons now.
Yeah.
I told Sean this. I had a hard time differentiating at some points cartoons and cartoon characters.
Yeah. Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right.
Yeah. G.I. Joe is not on the list.
G.I. Joe is not represented.
There's a lot of... It's funny you said that. There's a lot of... I'll talk about it in a minute, how we seated them. There's a lot of those top 100 lists. One of them I saw had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as like a number 3 of all time.
Yeah.
But Michelangelo was way down in the bottom.
And that's the thing, right? This is not cartoons.
Right.
This is cartoon characters.
And it's not cartoon groups or factions. The only exception is Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
And I could not differentiate between the two.
Yeah.
You don't have Tom without Jerry, but I thought they both need to be represented.
Well, right. In every list, they're either together or
like right behind
one
each
was
other.
Right yeah. in front
and
of
then
the other.
I said Bugs Bunny, right? Yes, he's on the Looney Tunes, and there's lots of recognizable characters off the Looney Tunes. But like Sean and I had a conversation. You know, you talk about the Tasmanian Devil. Oh, yeah, he's on Bugs Bunny.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't Looney Tunes. It was Bugs Bunny.
That's what I was getting at earlier, is Taz, Elmer Fudd, and
Daffy Duck. Yeah. Porky Pig.
I'll say, boy.
Foghorn Leghorn almost made the list, but still, it's like...
Yosemite Sam.
It's like, they were on Bugs Bunny. It was, you know...
Marvin the Martian.
Yeah. So, I'm excited about it. Of course, I don't know if y'all know this, but I'm a kid. The biggest kid in my house.
Hey, I mean, look, the funnest tournaments that we have are the ones that garner a lot of attention.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine that this one will not, because there's going to be a lot of people going like Darren said, I can't believe, why did so-and-so not make the list?
Right.
You know, why did Optimus Prime make the list, but Megatron didn't? Well, there's only 32 slots.
There's only 32 slots.
There's
six decades
and of cartoons. And we wanted every era to be represented.
I mean, in all honesty, even 64 would be hard to do.
It would be hard.
I mean,
because
one of the ones you have to limit it at a certain point. You go 64, that's
2 months. That's 2 months.
And that's too much.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is going to be 31 days, and that's going to be a lot to keep up with at that point.
Right.
You know, so going through and seeding these things, I'm like you. It was a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I did it all
my
time.
My favorite cartoon when I was a kid, Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
Forgot all about it.
How many?
Until I start seeing this tournament.
Right. You start looking, you're like, I forgot all about that.
When I saw Captain Caveman, what's the first thing I did? I went, Captain Caveman! Right.
I mean, you think of the theme songs and like.
Was Fred Flintstone on the list?
Yes. Fred Flintstone was on the list.
Okay. I was going
to
say.
So the way we seated him. Is I went to a best of list. I went to the Google machine, and I did four separate, you know, some of them weren't on every list. Some of them were on every list.
Yep.
So I took all four of them, and there's a reason that I'm the control guy, because I'm a nerd. So I put it in Excel. And averaged everybody's ranking to four different top 100 lists. And whoever had the highest ranked score got the one seed. And whoever had the lowest ranked average in that era got the eighth seed.
The only change that we made in that was swapping He-Man and Scrooge McDuck or whatever.
If we're not careful, we've already named like 17 of the 32.
So?
That's me. We don't know. So, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I do
too. And if you participate, if we get participation, and I hope we do, maybe the guys at the what's Wes's problem over here? Too many. Hey, listen.
He looks a little hot. His face is flushed.
That's too many fajitas.
Too many fajitas.
It wasn't the fajitas. It was like Queso in the middle.
I just Queso'd.
Hanging around, too.
And I've already tested the bracket on my wife and my sidekick at work.
Yeah.
And there has already been arguments.
Good. That's what we like.
Not over who's not, believe it or not, with them two, not over who's not in it. It's a lot of those, you can't do that to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's going to be Homer Simpson and SpongeBob.
I'm telling you, I think we got a lot of heavy hitters. It should be very entertaining. I have my pick of who I think will be in the Final Four. As I'm sure you guys do. So it'll be interesting to see if it works out that way. But if we get participation, like I hope we do, maybe the guys at From Corner to Corner can give something away. So
we'll find a picture of all these cartoon characters and we'll all sign it and frame it and give it to the winner.
Yeah. With a box of fudge rounds.
I have an idea.
Dang fudge rounds. We're keeping them in business.
Because I know there was something on here. We'll probably
18 not. Boxes of fudge rounds bet on Sunday's show.
Should you talk about Mount Rushmore of cartoon characters on here?
Yeah.
Should we save that and do that as a separate for just our subscribers? The Mount Rushmore just for the subscribers.
Well, Wes, what are you talking about, subscribers?
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? If you go to Facebook...
You don't have to look at the hard camera.
If you go to Facebook...
It's not there.
It makes it helps me talk. It's
starting.
You can actually subscribe to our...
Our Facebook page?
Our Facebook page.
For the low, low price of?
For the low, low price of
$29.95. Out of his mind.
99 cents. $1
a month.
A month. Actually, one penny less.
Right.
A month.
$12 a dollar a month.
Actually, yes, and that. So if you subscribe to that, my idea is we used to love doing Mount Rushmores. We've got away from it. How about we put our Mount Rushmores on our subscription page? And if you want to listen to that, drop $1.
You want
to
know something?
Get to listen to four of them.
And you know what's something funny about that? Is doing research last night, figured out we can do lives,
yep.
We can do posts, We can do all kinds of different things for our subscribers. And I promise you, if we've got a few right now, if we get to 25 subscribers, we will start putting out content to that. It's not really worth it for anything other than that. But that's just 25 people, $25.
For the low, low price of 3.3 cents a day,
you can sponsor one of the hosts on the front corner.
Where's podcast. Our Sarah McLaughlin playing in the background?
In
there,
the
arms
but listen, you know that we go off the rails. I go off the rails often on our show that gets dropped.
No.
Our lives, I'm telling you, for our subscribers,
rails, we you seen think the rails we so fatigued is bad.
Listen, I promise, and it may run some of y'all away, but I promise our lives that we do will be a little more unfiltered and raw. Like, we'll do some, you know, obviously some stuff that we're gonna bless us with the holy water.
Right? So we're doing signs of the cross.
He's going to do stations of the cross in a minute. Look at that. That's old Catholic thing. But, I think it'd be a lot of fun. Like, I think we'll give our subscribers a chance to be privy to some content that not everybody's going
to
get to see.
And yes, Adam, people do want to subscribe to us because, one, they're helping their favorite podcast, and two...
Hey, another idea, if we get 25 subscribers and they subscribe for a full year, maybe we could come up with a t-shirt design that they would be able to get at the end of the year.
I subscribe.
I'd rather be listening to the From Corner to Corner podcast.
Yeah. Nope, nope, nope. Y'all are missing the mark on that one. The t-shirt has to say, I caught Eberflus 19.
Eberflus 19 subscriber. But I think there could be some stuff out there, guys. So let's see if we can't
smash that subscribe button.
Listen,
it's a dollar.
It's 99.
What are you going to do with a dollar?
You can't even buy a
pack of gum with a dollar.
I promise you, we can give you a better time for 99 cents. You can't even buy a Zagnut and Cracker Barrel.
By the way, I saw Zagnut and Cracker Barrel
picture. But I will tell you.
Totally missed that one.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. You can get an extra large Polar Pop for a dollar.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Actually, it's 96 cents. But just forego one.
But that's only one a month.
Yeah.
If you give us a dollar to subscribe, you'll get more stuff each week.
Yeah.
So you can get a 44-ounce drink at Boosie's for a dollar.
I love Boosie's.
In Kentucky. Now you go to Tennessee, that 99-cent drink turns to $1.49.
I know we will have hit it big when we have the Bussies as a sponsor. When the Beef sponsors the From Corner to Corner podcast, we're in like
flames. Bring in nuggets.
Will be the day we get a cease and desist
letter. Fresh hot biscuit on the board. Sean, get us the heck out of here.
Well, that's another great episode of the From Corner to Corner podcast.
I mean, the great is a subjective term.
Oh, this was a great episode.
That's the title.
Vaginas and Queso.
We forgot to do the call to action on our coaches show, but our call to action this week is...
Our call to action is to get some subscribers.
Yeah.
Subscribe, baby!
So, we have a dog of the week?
Listen.
You almost broke glass. We'll get it
on the show. I promise you, if we get enough subscribers, I will put out a greatest hits album where I sing all your favorite songs shirtless. Shirtless. If that doesn't reel subscribers in, nothing will. If I do, that's all that's going to say.
Smash button! Poke it!
Hey, Wes, careful now. We only got six of those.
All right,
can't
guys.
Can't be tearing our coaster.
We'll catch you guys next week.
Stay safe, friends.
Hey, everyone. This is Sean with the From Corner to Corner podcast. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors. We have Community Trust Bank, who sponsors our studio here on North Maysville. Chemsoft, who is our sponsor of our Athlete of the Week. Tutu Sweet Treats, who sponsors our Dog of the Week. CRC Renovations, Kentucky Realty Group, Jacob's Auto Body. Brett Wehunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau in Frenchburg, sponsor of our Athlete of the Month in Menifee County. And then our newest sponsor, Kelwell Commissary and Simply Secured, who sponsors our From Corner to Corner Road Show. Thank you all for making all of this happen. and we appreciate all of your support.
The Moco Four Horsemen would like to thank you for listening to From Corner to Corner. Be sure to go out and follow us on Twitter, on TikTok, on Facebook, Instagram, and even YouTube. Whatever podcast platform that you listen to us on, be sure to go out and give us a 5-star review. Thanks as always, and we look forward to seeing you next week.